Today, we'd like to see the title of Christ doing in Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 to 19. To online with the people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 3, and said to him, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" Why did John the Baptist ask this kind of question? And what should we do if we face unexpected difficulty? Question 2, in verse 11, "Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." What does it mean? Last question 3, in verse 14, "And if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." What does it mean? In Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, Jesus called his 12 disciples to Jesus. Jesus gave 12 disciples the power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Basically, Jesus gave power to heal all kinds of illness to his disciples or his apostles. Then verse 5, chapter 10, these 12 Jesus sent out means apostles, and commanded them, saying, "Do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." So here is a healing and preaching priority. First of all, Israel, then Samaritan, then Gentiles, in that order. So verse 7, "And as you go, preach it, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." So preaching always introducing Jesus Christ to non-Christians. Here, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven, which means the kingdom of heaven where God resides. That's called the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is understood in two ways. One is actual location, the heaven. For example, Stephen was martyred, he saw the Lord Jesus Christ who sits in the right hand of God the Father in heaven. That kind of location. Number two, the concept is wherever the law control is considered as the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. Here, the kingdom of heaven is at hand or is close, which means the first coming Christ is there, is close. Heal, verse 8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received it, freely give. So disciples freely received the power from the Lord, therefore they should give freely to needy people. Then chapter 11, verse 1, "Now it came to pass when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples that Jesus departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities." Simply, Jesus is following the advanced teams of his disciples. So here Jesus is teaching and preaching. Then verse 2, when John, here John is not John the Apostle, John the Baptist. John had heard in prison about the works of Christ. The works of Christ, which means Jesus teaching, preaching in their cities. He sent two of his disciples. John the Baptist, John was in prison? John the Baptist rebuking the Herod Antipas' immorality to take his brother Philip's wife. Basically, the Ten Commandments, the seventh commandment is the adultery. So So that's why it's John the Baptist rebuke Herod the king over the Galilee area. Matthew chapter 14 verse 3-5. For Herod had laid hold of John the Baptist and bound him and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. Because John had said to him, it is not lawful for you to have her. That means he violated the seventh commandment of the Ten Commandments. And although he wanted to put him to death, Herod feared the multitude because they counted him as a prophet. Prophet meaning a person ordained by God to deliver God's word. Then verse 3, and said to him, said to Jesus, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? That means the coming one, which means Christ. So they believe Christ to establish the kingdom of heaven, to remove the Roman Empire, as the multitude thought so. That's why here John the Baptist asked a question through his disciples too, simply, are you the coming one? Or are you Christ? Are you the Messiah? As the prophet prophesied, the Messiah coming here to establish the kingdom of God. So are you that Messiah, or are you that Christ? So, or do we look for another, which meaning do we look for another Christ rather than Jesus Christ? Do we look for another Christ? Because Jesus didn't release John as the messenger of Christ immediately from the prison. So therefore, John's doubt of faith in Jesus as the Christ, as the Messiah, despite previous faith. We know that John had a strong faith in Jesus as Christ. For example, John said, it is he who coming after me, after John the Baptist, is preferred before me, which meaning Jesus better than me, whose sandals strap I am not worthy to loose. So John highly honored Jesus as Christ. Also, John chapter 1, verse 5-6 said, behold, the Lamb of God. So John recognized Jesus, behold, the Lamb of God, which means Jesus as a ransom for all people, sinners. Also, John chapter 3, verse 30 said, he must increase, but I must decrease. But sadly, John was imprisoned. John faced the killing situation, very difficult situation. That's why he doubted Jesus as really Christ or not. That's why he sent his disciples there. That's the next question. How should we do if we face unexpected difficulty or martyrdom and so on? In that way, always we should trust in the Lord. Pray always against the devil's work in the doubt of faith. For example, Matthew chapter 17, verse 21, Jesus' disciples failed to cast out devils. That time Jesus said, this kind doesn't go out except by prayer and fasting. So prayer is required. Prayer simply meaning let God do it, not let me do it. Also, prayer is important. Prayer is manifest our continual relationship with the Lord. So because continual communication with the Lord. So that's why is prayer important. And search the evidence in the Bible. So Jesus answered, Jesus expressed evidence as the prophet Isaiah prophesied for Christ and Messiah. Right here, verse 4, Jesus answered and said to them, them meaning John the Baptist's disciples, go and tell John the things which you hear and see. So to his disciples, for John indirectly, by pointing to his doing as Christ, according to the prophecy in the Old Testament, rather than by directly saying, "Yes, I am the Christ." Here, verse 5, the blind see and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Verse 5, actually, Jesus cited Isaiah chapter 5, 5 and 6. Isaiah prophesied for Messiah or coming Christ. So Jesus did it exactly as Isaiah prophesied. So therefore, Jesus is Christ. So implied is the answer. So we want to point out the poor have the gospel to preach them, which meaning the poor have the gospel preached to the poor people. What does it mean? Here is a poor, which meaning in spirit, not material meaning, humble one or repenting one, ready heart to accept the gospel. So, you know, we deliver gospel to the people who can accept in the gospel, whoever has a heart, you know, ready heart or a humble heart to accept, rather than an arrogant heart and a proudful heart. This one indicates that. Verse 6, and blessed is he who is not offended because of me. Blessed is he who is not stumbled because of his doubt of the faith in me as Christ. Verse 7, as they departed, they meaning John the Baptist disciples, departed, Jesus began to say to the multitude concerning John, or about John the Baptist. John the Baptist is a forerunner or a messenger to make the multitude heart ready to accept Christ before first coming. Christ, Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 is John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Simply meaning, be ready your heart to accept the Jesus Christ, Jesus as the Messiah. Repent. Repent is John the Baptist prepare for the Lord's way, the path of the Lord in that way. For this is he who was spoken of by prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one is crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." So now John himself was clothed in camel's hair with the leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. Then what do you go out into the wilderness to see? So John the Baptist ministered in the wilderness, a reed shaking by the wind. So still today in Israel, that area, there are a lot of reeds there. Verse 8, but what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments, like a silk clothing, not clothing in camel's hair. Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses or in palaces, not in king's prison, where John the Baptist is there. So, but what did you go out to see? A prophet. Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. So John the Baptist is more than a mere prophet in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament. For this is he of whom it is written, "Behold, I sent my messenger before your face." Messenger is a forerunner to deliver. So following me, some Lord is coming. That's a role in a basic messenger. This is a messenger's indicate that John the Baptist prepare audience's heart to repent and ready to accept Jesus as Christ. That kind of sense. Before your face, who will prepare your way before you? Verse 10, actually, Jesus cited together Isaiah chapter 40, verse 4, Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. So before coming Messiah or Christ, Messiah Christ, same thing, right? Christ is a Greek sound, English, we call Christ. Messiah, Hebrew, the sound, English, we call Messiah, but same thing, same meaning, anointed one by God, that kind of meaning. So then, verse 11, assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women, there is not risen one greater than John the Baptist. John the Baptist, which means John the Baptist was the greatest one in the Old Testament. John the Baptist was a messenger just 6 months before coming Christ. So most close to Christ in the Old Testament. So that is, John the Baptist is greater than Samuel, David, Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, or Daniel, and so on. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Those who receive the God's love for all sinners through the death of Jesus Christ, John chapter 3, verse 16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Also, every Christian in whom Christ lives in the New Testament, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So because of every Christian in New Testament, the Christ who lived in me, Christ is obviously greater than John the Baptist. That's why here, he who is least in the kingdom of God, we are the children of the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, so we are greater than John the Baptist, which meaning Christ who lived in me, indwelling Holy Spirit. Christ himself is greater than John the Baptist. So in the Old Testament, John the Baptist greatest, how come? John the Baptist the most closer to actually first coming Christ, he prepared as a messenger for people's heart. That way, John the Baptist was the greatest in the Old Testament, but in New Testament, so every Christian is greater than John the Baptist, that kind of sense. Verse 12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. That's true. John was in prison. Jesus crucified. Many apostles martyred. Today, more than 1,000 Christians martyred in Middle East and Africa in 2016. But the fast-growing churches in Iran over the Middle East, and the violent take it by force. The violent take the kingdom of heaven by force. The violent causes expanding the kingdom of heaven by force. How? The great persecution there then scattered everywhere and everywhere preaching. So, for example, refugees in Germany. So, many Middle East people entered into Germany. So, refugees had a big opportunity to hear of the gospel, from Germany. In that way, the Christianity is expanding in that way. That example, also, Book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 1 and 4. Now, Saul, or Apostle Paul, rather, Saul was consenting to his death. His death meaning his death of Stephen. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. Verse 4, therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. So in that way, consequence preaching. So the Christian more persecuted, the more expanded. How come? Because the Christian really the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. More persecuted, more martyred, more expanding in that way, unlike other religion. So 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. What it does mean? Even if you think not right time, but the command is preach the word. So share, you know, Jesus with other people. So in season and out of season. Simply preach the word anytime. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. So to preach and teach anytime, even through persecution. Verse 13, for all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John, all of the Old Testament is up until John the Baptist. Verse 14, and if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is the coming. Here is Jesus basically a type or a figure of Elijah, not Elijah per se. Or John the Baptist played a role of a messenger before the first coming Messiah. So in the Bible, Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, Elijah per se is coming before the second coming Christ to establish the millennial kingdom. So here, Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, Elijah per se, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. So Revelation chapter 11, verse 30 said, I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,206 days. That is the last 3.5 years. So God sent two witnesses. One is Elijah per se coming on, then he continually be witness to Christ until at the end of the Great Tribulation, the Jesus Christ coming again on their second time to establish millennial kingdom. So in that way, that's why is John the Baptist deny he is not Elijah. That is John chapter 1, verse 21. And they asked him, Jewish people asked John the Baptist, what then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not, which meaning, I am not Elijah per se. Are you the prophet? Are you that prophet, Elijah? But and he answered, no. So which means he played a role of a messenger as Elijah, but he actually before first coming Christ, not second coming Christ. And if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I liken this generation? This generation, actually, you know, the proud generation, world generation, it is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their companions or their friends. Here, the children, Jesus points out the humbleness of a children's character. Humble children, those who have a humble heart to accept Christ. Matthew chapter 18, verse 3 and 4, Jesus said, assuredly, truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So here is really point out the people's, the multitude's heart, humble heart, which means ready to accept Jesus as Christ, not in an arrogant talk. But here is not is understanding part. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20. Brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice, be babies, but in understanding, be mature. So here, children, Jesus focused children character, humbleness, rather than understanding. Obviously, adult has a more understanding ability compared to children. So this is humbleness. And saying, we played the flute for children, we meaning to children like children, so humble heart people played the flute for you. But you did not dance. You did not respond to dance. Also, we mourned to you, but you did not lament. No response. Not ready to accept Christ humbly, because they, you know, so much complicated. They didn't respond simply, humbly, whatever the children doing. So playing pipe up, you know, for you, but they didn't dance. Yeah. They, you know, they wept for you, but they didn't lament. You know, they kind of not really simply, humbly heart. So for John came neither eating nor drinking, which means ascetic, abstain from eating, you know, the drinking. That is nor eating nor drinking. But they say he has a demon, which means the multitude said that John the Baptist has a demon. Verse 19, the Son of Man came eating and drinking because of a joyful time, not mourning time. That's a wise way, like children. Matthew chapter 9, verse 15, Jesus said to them, can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the day will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. Fast meaning abstaining from eating, drinking, like John the Baptist, ascetic, kind of active. Here, you know, Jesus really points out is the right time, so response rightfully. So right now is joyful time. So they are joined together. Look, a glutton, so big eater, and a wine beaver or drinker, a friend of a tax collector and sinners, but wisdom is justified by her children. Then meaning the wisdom is approved right by wisdom children. What does it mean? The wisdom is approved right by Christ doing to eat and drink with sinners like his children's doing. So therefore, NIV translates in this way. Wisdom is approved right by her deeds. So basically, the children's heart, humble heart, right now, joyful time. So they are eating, drinking. So that is expressed through our wisdom. So in that way. So here, three questions, as we already covered in explanation. Let's sing song on bulletin all together.